marvelous to be here. It's marvelous to be here. Today, we're going to talk about best friends. I think best friends are really important, and I have best friends. And my best friends are up there with me. Or is that me, really? The little guy with the long hair over there, that's Splash. And Splash weighs about 45 pounds. Anybody here weigh? Well, we'd have to add everybody up to be as big as Splash. The other guy, his name is Scout, and Scout weighs like 105 pounds. And we'd really have to include Pastor and everybody else in the front pew to, and me. No, that's not true. And the short, fat, bald guy in the middle, that's my twin brother. And he weighs about 180 pounds. It's not my twin brother. I can't lie in church. It's me. And we're best friends. And wherever I go, Splash and Scout goes. Now Splash, I mean Scout, because he's a big kind of a hound dog guy, what he likes to do is when we go on our walks in the morning, he drools like crazy. He gets so excited that this, and then he gets a big drink, and he drools, and he's all excited, and on the way down the road, what happens is he gets right between Splash and I, and he goes like this, and stuff just flies all over the place. And he actually kind of thinks it's funny. Scout thinks it's funny. Splash and I aren't quite so entertained as he is. He's kind of like that. But they're my best friends, and I want to share a couple of stories about my best friends. Number one, one time a long time ago, I had a place up in the mountain where I have a little house, and the plumbing broke, and the water was just going all over the ground, and I had to go up there to fix it because all of my water would just leak out of my tank. So I loaded up Splash and Scout, and we got in the car. We went up in the truck. Sorry, we took your truck. And we went up to fix it, and we got to where the leak was, and the pipe was all broken. I knew it. I didn't have very long to work on it because I had a place I had to go. I had a doctor's appointment to go to. So I says, I've got about an hour to get this done. I have to leave by 1 o'clock. So I get out of the car, Splash and Scout get out of the car, and they run away. And they're playing, and that's what they do, and that's good. So I'm okay with that. So I'm working on this project, and I'm about done, and the dogs didn't come back. Oh, no, it's getting really close. I've got to go, but the dogs are, Splash and Scout are running around. So I went, and I called for the dogs to come back. They could care less. They didn't come back. So I went walking around all over the place looking for my dogs because they wouldn't come back, and I had to go. I whistled, and I walked all over, and I drove all over, and I, no, dogs. I forgot to do something, though, that was so important. Nina, that's my wife, she says to me, we should probably pray and see if God can find those dogs, because he knows where they are. So that's what we did. Nina and I got down on our knees, whoops, and we went like this, and we just turned around, and we were praying that God would bring our puppies back home, because it was almost 1 o'clock, like 2 minutes left. And as we're praying, we got up and we said, and we think God is going to bring them back. And before we could stand up behind me, I looked and there was two dogs sitting there praying with me, saying, it's almost time to leave. What are you doing? So I should have prayed first. I probably had a lot better luck with Jesus finding those dogs than I was going to have with me finding those dogs. The other thing that happens is every day we go down and we walk down to the end of the road, which is about a mile long, to get the mail. And we do this early in the, well, we get the mail late in the day, but in the morning we also do that walk. So the dogs and I are going down there, and Scout, because he's a lot faster, he runs way ahead of us, and he gets about halfway there, and then he stops in this special spot, because he knows that the two old guys, that would be Splash and me, we'll eventually catch up with him, and that's where we stop and pray. So he's waiting there for us to do our morning prayers. So when Splash and I get there, Scout's there. Now Scout not only sits down, when he sits down for prayer, and he only does this in the mornings when we're praying, he sits down and puts his arms like this. He just stands there and lays with his hands crossed. It's kind of like this, but Scout can't do that. His hands don't go like that. So Scout goes like this. It's a marvelous thing. So we pray. Scout and Splash and Dennis pray every day on the way to the mailbox. And that's a super thing I can do with my friends. So so we spend all that time together. We need each other. We watch each other. What happens is, when I lose my dogs, or my dogs get crazy or run away, or when I get foolish, I realize how important it is to have one other friend. Not just Scout and Splash and Dennis, but everywhere we go, Jesus goes with us. And the dogs know that, and I know that. So when we're praying, and Scout's kneeling down, and we get to the end of the prayer, he's not allowed to run away until we say, Amen. And Amen usually comes right after we thank Jesus for everything. And sometimes he gets really excited, and we'll be talking, and I'll say a prayer, and I'll say, you know, and we need to thank Jesus. And Scout will run like 3 feet, and he looks back, and Splash and I are still there. He says, oh, I didn't say amen. So he comes back every time. It may be a little evil part of me, but sometimes, but I like saying in Jesus' name. And Scout likes it too. And now Scout looks at me, and I say in Jesus' name, and he goes, and I say amen, and then we can go to play. So we need to remember, we all have best friends, and the best friend we have is Jesus Christ. So if we just remember Jesus, what I'd like to do is close this up with this little prayer that I've written, and we can pray right here and right now. Let's do that. Jesus, you are our best friend. We thank you for all the wonderful things you do for us. We need you in our life. Always and forever. Please help us and help all the grown-ups to pray and trust you. You know, God, it's one thing about grown-ups. They keep asking us to pray, and we look sometimes and say, how are you doing, Mom and Dad? We can all pray, and we ask that you pull us closer to you to keep evil away from us because we love you, Jesus, now, and we love you forever. You are truly what we call the light of our life. And what I brought then, amen. So we feel like the light of our life is really working, as we have lights of our life. Where do those come from? Out of that bag? And they do go. They do work. They do work. So this is to remind you, whoa, that one works well. This is to remind you about Jesus Christ. He is the light of, does that one go? If they don't go, I can fix them. I have that skill. All right, and so now we go back to sit down with our family and our folks, pick up all those little trays on your way out. Are they all going? They all work? You're welcome.